May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So, a couple of weeks ago, Herb Elliott, it's okay, I'm going to mention the dogs, don't worry. Herb Elliott came and showed me this cartoon, and it shows a soul who has recently arrived at the throne of God in the afterlife. And sitting on the throne is a very large dog. And the dog says to him, what? The joy. And trusting, and I'm only a human being.
is much more trustworthy than I am. God's promises are much more trustworthy than my promises. And if I can just figure out how to trust God the same way Emma trusts me, well, that's only a little bit of faith. But that's all I need. That's all I need to remember and to trust that even in this world where there's so much that goes wrong, where it is so hard to hold on to what is true and good and right because it keeps feeling like the world squashes it, where it is so hard to think that the final word will be that of love and forgiveness because we hear so many words that are not filled with love and forgiveness. That God is in charge, that God is leading us to a future, that God will show us the way, and that indeed, when we come before the great throne of God, we will discover that we probably should have been tipped off by the joyful, loving, eternally forgiving nature of dogs. We should have been tipped off that that's where we were all going. That forgiveness, that love, that welcome. And that, in fact, that is what lies in store for the world. And we need to have that hope and that faith. We need to cling to that mustard seed of faith that that's where we're going. That despite everything that is wrong with the world right now, that God will have the final word. And that word will be one of love and forgiveness. It is perhaps not a coincidence that God is dog spelled backwards. And maybe even if we have a hard time holding on to the faith in the large scale and the big things, maybe we can at least hold on to that. That God is at least as loving and joyful and forgiving as the animals who share our lives. That in fact God has given us them to reassure us and remind us of his own love for us. And maybe we can have just a mustard seed of faith. And who knows what might happen then. Amen. Amen.